Hello and welcome to another episode of Reversing Polarity, where we are reversing our own polarity, playing with time. It is the March Madness of lesbianism, and we are going to do a scientific experiment to discover the most lesbian classic companion.
I am excited. It's so scientific.
My name is Abe. My pronouns are they, them.
My name is Rosie. My pronouns are also they, them. We don't really want to discuss whether this is the first recording session of the calendar year, but it might be.
It might be. We don't know. Time is odd.
We will never joke about the ultimate lesbian companion bracket that I have created. I hate to do this to you, but are you recording through the correct microphone? I just need to check.
I checked this on the way in. Yes, Yeti Studio mic.
Okay, good. I just panicked a bit. Right. Me and Amy have been attempting to record an episode for months, but unfortunately, we both suffer from a chronic condition called being busy.
It's horrible. I hate it. I would like to retire so I can just record a little gay Doctor Who podcast on a Tuesday afternoon.
We've at last... It's Friday, but fine.
Yeah, but I want to record on a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's fair. We did used to do that fairly regularly. But yeah, having started in the pandy, it has become more and more difficult over time to carve out the hours, but we do love this podcast, so I suggested that we just do a special, and we are doing the bracket to determine which classic Who companion is the most lesbian. No, Ace does not automatically win.
We'll see.
But we need to do some scholarly discussion first.
This is true. I genuinely thought that you were joking when you pitched this. I thought you were just going to record a special on whatever, and then you sent me the picture of the bracket.
Yes. I used a bracket generation website. I've put in 32 classic companions, including some unit members. So sadly, the companions from the movie have not got a lick in on this one. Partly because it's from the 90s, so it's sort of a different LGBT vibe, I think. This is a more interesting encapsulation of, like, you know, like the Wolfenden Report, and then like the beginning is before it was legal to be gay, and then after is when it was legal to be gay, but it was still, like, people were still
not really there. There was no representation.
And then, you know, like, you go up throughout, like, the way that society has developed over time. But also, it's to have fun jokes and have a good time. So we are including all classic companions up to Ace, including the robots, the robot dog, all of the men. This is, to be clear, it is not actually about which companion does the most lesbian things. It is about who to us, to queer people on the internet, who has the most lesbian vibes.
And
who,
as everyone knows, queer people on the internet have a lot of power.
Yes. The two non-binary lesbian hosts of the podcast are going to unilaterally, and there's definitely not going to be any room for arguing with our opinions, decide which companion is the lesbianist.
The way it works is Rosie and I can argue with each other, but once we've decided, that is the law.
Yes, it is. The matchups are determined almost basically in, like, chronology. So, like, the number one is Susan, number 32 is Ace. And as a result, our first matchup is Susan Foreman versus Ace McShane. We're going to get a strong contender out early in the matchup of who is the most lesbian Doctor Who companion.
It's a really hard first bracket.
It is. It's very, very difficult. I guess we can argue.
Let's go arguments for Susan first.
Okay. Well, she is an autistic lesbian icon. We know this.
Mm-hmm. Start the show as you mean to go on.
Exactly. We start off very strong. I think the issue is that as time goes on, Susan becomes like a younger and younger character, which isn't really what we're looking for.
How time works. Have I lost you?
I don't understand what you just said.
How does she get younger?
Just in like the portrayal of her character. Okay. It varies so wildly between competent young adult and 12-year-old. I think she has good vibes, especially Susan and Ping Cho, obviously.
Yes.
That's from Marco Polo. And while we have not yet watched Marco Polo, because, oh my god, 7-episode recon, I would die. I know that there are vibes. And I also think that as a character who is clearly depicted as being outside of the social norms, it's very fun to see her as a lesbian. I personally believe her to be gay. That's what's in my heart.
I want to yes and you. Mm-hmm. So you personally, as an individual, have some very queer takes on Barbara and Ian as well.
I do.
And there's something about the queer solidarity and wanting to look after the younger queers going on there, which I quite like.
Yeah. They're so concerned about her home life. They're like, oh God, what if the doctor is horrible to her because she's clearly a lesbian?
I mean, that's what some of my teachers said about me.
Yeah, like, obviously, I'm sure. Susan isn't... Oh God. Susan isn't alien. Susan is autistic. She has such swag. She has trans girl swag, and we love her so much. However, the other opponent in this bracket is Dorothy Ace McShane.
The love of my life, the heart of my heart.
The ultimate, the companion that everyone knows is a lesbian. The companion where you see her coming on screen with the bomber jacket and the big boom box and all of the badges, and you go, that
and,
is a dyke.
And the explosives.
And the explosives.
Gay vibes. Very,
and she hates the government. She's like an anarchist.
A different girlfriend every story.
She's very queer. This is a hard one. This is really hard.
I think that Ace has to win it.
Yeah, I think she does, but we can talk more about Ace maybe when she comes up against an even worthier opponent, which I'm sure will occur. Mm-hmm. They are both such good lesbian icons to me.
We're starting strong here.
We really are. So we'll go with Ace. Aim is going to get to see my vague attempt at having fun stuff going on.
Thing is, I can't because it's really blurry. At first, I could see all the names, and now I've gone back to the stream and I can just see blobs.
Yes. Okay. Next one. less a battle of lesbian titans and more a battle of two guys who wandered in. We have Mike Yates versus
Is
John
that not
Benton.
Queer solidarity all the way, though?
Like, we're allowed to have. This is the beauty of the bracket format, is that we're gonna have a pretty useless candidate in round two facing up against Ace McShane.
So I think maybe our classification here should be who would be funnier to have a les off with Ace.
Yeah, so we have the 16th and 17th seeds, John Benton versus Mike Yates, both members of UNIT. I think of the two, Mike Yates is more queer coded, but I don't know that I don't know that I think he's more of a lesbian. I think maybe Benton is more of a
Benton
lesbian.
Benton does have more lesbian vibes.
Benton has a great double act with Joe, which is not Woolower MLM solidarity the way that Joe and Mike have. He and Joe, I don't know exactly what it is, but in the Three Doctors, they just have such a fun Friends vibe that I enjoy very much. Also, it must be noted that Benton is the one who nearly got into a polyamorous throuple situation in The Time Monster before he got turned into a baby. So there's definitely queer vibes coming from that guy as well.
Can I just state for the record that I love Doctor Who?
Doctor Who is the best. And also, for clarification, we're going mostly from the telly canon for this, but obviously, like, for example, Liz in the extended canon has a wife. Ace in the extended canon has many, many female partners. Tegan in all canon is married to Nyssa. I don't care what anyone says. Have you read my fan fiction about them reuniting?
I think I have.
It was good. Everyone read my fan fiction, my really good fan fiction. Let's see. So, I mean, Yates versus Benton, this is actually tough because I think they're sort of equally but divergently lesbian. Two paths diverge in a yellow wood. And both of them result in the insane queer coding that is the UNIT fam, where, because it's a children's television show, none of them have serious romantic interests. But also, because it's a militaristic thing, there's a lot of strong emotions going around. So it ends up being quite homoerotic. It's a homosocial environment. But which of them is more of a dyke? And that's the really important question. Yes, okay. Snap decision, it's Benton. Excellent. Thank you, Benton, for being a little bit of a lesbian. Right. Okay. Next matchup. Would you like to read out our next matchup? Because it's going to kill me.
We have got seed number 9, Polly Wright, versus, where's the stream gone? Seed number 24, Romana 2.
This is hurtful.
This is really hard.
This is hurtful.
It's just because they have similar vibes as well.
Luckily, I have not listened to the Gallifrey audio, so I cannot say on what extent the Romana Leela lesbian vibes would impact my opinion here. As a result, it's quite equal to me. However, I do think that Polly and Ben as a relationship is lesbian. I can't explain it. It's like the ultimate, like, butch femme couple. What else can I say? They are
I'm just thinking about that. I'm thinking about this.
I've read a really good fanfic by, I think it's Belle from one of my Discord servers, where they are lesbians, and it's so good.
Nice.
It's like, the relationship has, like, the I mean, we're not talking about Ben, really, we're talking about Polly, but, like, Polly's relationship within the show, she is a lipstick lesbian.
I'm very of her time, of the late 60s, mid-late 60s?
Mid-late 60s, yeah. Like, you could say, well, she's just kind of an it girl, and I'm like, yeah, but there were definitely also, lesbian it girls. I did just watch the episode of Leverage that was set in the 70s with lesbians in it, so, like,
Do you want 5 minutes to talk about Leverage?
I can't spend 5 minutes talking about Leverage. I took my antidepressant this morning so that I would be normal enough to not watch any Leverage all day.
Has it worked?
I hope so. Yeah, so I am shocked and appalled to learn that co-host of the podcast, Love of My Life, Aim Phoenix, has not watched the best television show of all time besides Doctor Who, Leverage.
I'm a failure to society.
I've been watching for the past 2 days the Leverage reboot or revival that I had not seen yet. And while some of the heists aren't as good, the character stuff is so good. It makes me want to die. Anyway, we're talking about lesbian Doctor Who characters. I think Polly Wright is...
spent enough time talking about Romana 2 yet.
No, we're going to talk about Romana 2. So Romana 2, here's my thing. I think Romana 2 has a lesbian vibe. The problem is that she's paired up with 4 for so much of the time. I don't think she has as much time to be the little lesbian that we know she can be. However, she does choose her form based on how cute she found Princess Astra, which is a lesbian thing to do. So as
also,
a character,
I adore
she is
her.
Formed from lesbianism.
Yeah. Yep. I think that something about her outfit...
Yeah, she does have some great outfits.
Doesn't she?
Mm. Oh, the Edwardian riding costume. Yeah, no, okay, she's
the lesbian. Think about her hat. Think about her hat. She's a lesbian.
She has a great vibe. She's sort of got a non-binary fashion vibe, which is that she will wear almost anything.
And she will look like, fucking incredible
she
in
She will
it.
Look fucking incredible. The Horns of Nymon outfit with the red coat and the gloves. Oh my god. I guess we're picking
Step
Romana,
on me.
But let it be known that Polly Wright is all... This is another strong matchup. From the school of matchups of Susan and Ace, as opposed to Benson and Yates.
Romana 2, step on me.
Romana 2. Yes, please. Okay. I'm just fixing the formatting. Right. Next one, we have Adric versus Dodo Chaplet.
What a fucking weird bracket.
They're both just little guys. They're both just little guys.
Shall we start with Adric?
Yes.
Because I will protect him, but I don't think he's a lesbian.
I think Adric's trans-masculine vibes are too strong for him to be, like, a lesbian in a traditional sense to me. And I also think that he is only attracted to men. So if...
And
if,
mathematics.
Like, I don't think he would even be a he-him lesbian. He's, like, he's like an ace trans guy who's really into science. And that's a really
and we support
powerful
him in
and
this.
Strong archetype for him to be. But it is not a lesbian.
It's not what we're looking for here.
Yes. Whereas Dodo Chaplet has lesbian tension in The Gunfighters, the best serial in the history of Doctor Who. With
how many serials
like
have a song?
That's so true. The answer is not
And
very
lesbians
many.
Sing. There we go. You heard
yeah,
it here first.
Lesbians do sing, as proven by the two of us, obviously. But yeah, we've only seen one Dodo serial on the show, and we've seen a couple of Adrics, and I think that we are correct here about the Adric question, which is that he's a gay little boy. He's not a lesbian.
So in this case, it's not really who's
However,
the most lesbian,
he does have,
who's the least.
He does have a bad enough haircut that I could believe he was a lesbian.
I don't think that really does it in the face
Dodo is going to win the bracket. I just want to point out that like his hair does help qualify him to even be in the running, but Dodo wins. I like her very much. I hope that in any other serials she is good. I hear that The Gunfighters is a sort of her like her zenith as a character, like the best thing she does, and I'm like, yes, she holds a gun and points it at Doc Holliday and it's so good. I want to watch
she holds
the gun
a gun
as
she fighters
again. I'm Doctor Who if Dodo had a gun and fired it, incredible.
Oh, God.
But yeah,
that's
I really want to watch the Gunfighters again now. What are they going to do? The season 3 Blu-ray box set that's 100% recons except for the Gunfighters. God. Anyway, next one we have a boy v boy matchup.
Stephen Taylor versus Vizsla Tarlo.
Well, Stephen Taylor is a he-him lesbian, so
and Tarlo is a trash dyke.
Tarlo is a trash dog. This is the thing, they're both lesbians, but in really different ways. And really I said Stephen Taylor ways. Is a he-him lesbian with such powerful confidence, and I truly believe it. Like, he has a really clean-cut vibe, but we know he started out as, like, a rough-and-tumble guy who'd just been trapped in solitary confinement for, like, 2 years. His only friend was a panda that he personified to the extent of possible psychosis. And then he gets out and he's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to shave and I'm going to put on a stripy jumper and I'm going to bicker with my little sister the entire time.
And I'm going to be the panda.
That's so valid of him. He's going to be the panda. And I really admire that about him. Tarlo, however, you don't like him. I like him.
He I
is
can't
a
stand the
disaster.
Man.
He's
awful.
A complete
awful.
Disaster. However, we've already established in a previous special that Five is a trans woman and Tarlo wants to sleep with Five so bad.
Yes, which is very lesbian.
Which is very lesbian. We just, he's a dyke to watch out for. This episode is going to have an audience of 10 people, but they are going to really enjoy it.
I am enjoying it. If nobody listens, we are saying some iconic things here that could be misconstrued.
Yeah, for real. Okay, of the two, I think that Tarlo might be the more extreme lesbian. However, I do like Stephen more, so I don't know how I'm feeling about that.
I am not a Tarlo fan, but I think in this particular instance, he is the more lesbian one.
Yeah, there's been some really tough matchups here, I think.
Yeah.
And we will talk more about this as we have to pit them against different characters and compare their lesbian qualities. Next up, we have Leela of the Sever Team versus Victoria Waterfield. Two more lesbians of divergent paths.
Oh.
Both very clearly lesbians.
Oh, yeah, no question.
However, Leela of the Sever Team, Butch Dyke.
Powerful. Another, just step on me.
Yes, Victoria Waterfield, baby gay.
Very
protected.
Must protect. Yeah, must be protected.
So it's hard to fight them against each other. Now, here are the points in favour of that. In favour of Leela winning. Leela has interacted with another woman on screen for more than 10 minutes. This is the thing. Victoria, I'm trying to think of an episode that we've seen where Victoria interacts with a woman who is not a racist caricature a la Tomb of the Cybermen. A Fury from the Deep, but that's like her adoptive mom ends up being.
Yeah.
I think because she's so young, vibe. she has baby gay vibes.
She
is a very prim and proper person, and a lot of the sort of coding of the closeted lesbian, like the femme lesbian,
definitely,
is the prim and proper person trying to impress their parents or whatever.
Which is, she's also heavily traumatized.
Yes. You've seen the Enemy of the World, right? Is there any lesbianism in that one?
There's a lot of Patrick Charlton doing questionable accents.
There's
a lot of fun.
How dare you question his accents? We know they're racist. Sorry, I haven't even seen it.
Thank you. That's a call out I deserved. very little queerness in that one, other than, again, Troughton.
Yeah, I think that the queerness of the second Doctor is very much, like, Zoe is the lesbianist of the, that's a lie, we've still got to talk about Jamie. The companions
I was about
have
to say,
lesbian
you're not
vibes, but they don't get to do much, like, interacting
lesbian-ing
with women, because it's the 60s, and it's not like, there are those interactions, but they're more with the Zoe episodes than they are the Victoria episodes.
Yeah.
So, and Travers, that's one.
That's
Web
my
of
name.
Fear. Web of Fear. There's a little
Even
bit of
then,
lesbian.
That's not a very lesbian interaction.
It's
though,
not a very lesbian
because of the
interaction,
age,
no. I just remembered a woman. I just isn't. Remembered the name of a woman. I was like, for $1, I'm going to name
so
a woman
proud
that's
of
in
you.
The Victoria Waterfield era. But yeah, I think we can say Leela handily wins this one, but we do love
Easy.
Both of them very much.
We do.
And we can talk again about Leela's lavender marriage to Andred later on.
We also then need to pit Leela and Tarlo against each other.
Oh my god, Leela would literally rip his arms off.
And she would be right.
Yes. Okay, your turn.
All right, we have got Zoe Harriet versus Harry Sullivan.
I think we know who's winning this one.
I think we do.
I think we do, but let's put up a token defense for lesbian Harry Sullivan.
He's just a man. He's
just
an innocent man.
He's just a guy. About the most I would do for him is that he could be a he-him lesbian. I think if Harry Sullivan was a butch lesbian, it would be so much more interesting. The problem is I don't see the vibes coming from Ian Marta as Harry Sullivan. I think that Ian Marta as Harry Sullivan is giving a wet cat of a bi man. Wet cat of a bisexual. That is what Harry Sullivan is to me.
I've never heard that phrase before.
it's a conglomeration of several other phrases. I've been in the Sandman fandom for a while now. Wet cat of a man, very popular.
This is good to know. I feel educated.
Stopping wet cat of a man. It's when someone's pathetic, but also lovable. And while I don't always find Harry lovable, he has grown on me because Ian Martyr is great.
I just think he's so spineless.
Yeah.
Not for his own fault, in a way.
No. It's the characterization, isn't it? But on the plus side, we have Zoe Harriott to talk about, who is...
beautiful. Iconic.
A lesbian you can fit in your pocket. She's like...
Is it gay for a woman to do science? Who can say? Yes.
Mm. It's gay for her. She does it in a very autistic lesbian way. Mm-hmm. And we support
I must
her.
Say that I've just... So I'm Googling these as we go through just because you know how awful my memory is. Yeah. I'm just going to send you the first image that comes up when you search for Zoe. I'm going to pop
is
this
it someone
on the...
with big tits?
No. No. Okay. I did have to check because I wasn't looking at the tits.
Okay.
I was looking at the background.
Mind robber! It's the mind robber.
There's a unicorn, lads.
Yeah, it's the mind robber. Also, look at her sparkly little outfit. We can talk more about Zoe. I think we push her forward and we can talk more about her when she faces either Chameleon or Vicky Pallister.
Impossible choice.
It's an impossible choice. Chameleon can be anything you want, but what she really wants is to be a freaky little android. I think we should continue Chameleon referring to Chameleon should... with...
Hmm?
No, you say what you were saying.
As a podcast, we have so far so strongly endorsed Chameleon, it would be dangerous to our brand to not put Chameleon through to the next round.
But that's playing politics, AIM, and you must consider that Vicky Pallister is a non-binary icon.
Yes, I must consider this.
I think she might have lesbian tension in The Crusade as well, but it's been quite a long time since I watched it.
I have not seen The Crusaders.
So there's that. We love Vicky. Let's start with Vicky and then we can talk about Chameleon. Neither of us... have you seen any serials with Chameleon in?
Yes, I have.
I have not. All I know is that she is terrifying. Vicky is great. Vicky is another sort of pocket-sized lesbian. I think that she and Zoe would get along very well. She is a style icon. She cross-dresses constantly, so she has the sort of dykey vibes there. And as far as I can tell, she runs off to get married to a guy she's known for like a day.
That's lesbian behaviour.
That's lesbian behaviour, and it's also like compulsory heterosexuality. She's like, I feel the glimmerings of attraction to this guy, and I'm like, I don't think you do. I think you might just want to live in ancient Greece, babe. Notoriously good for gay men, although not so much for gay teens lesbians. Or lesbians.
No, not so much.
But yeah, she is great. However, I do concede that Chameleon, due to her shape-shifting abilities, is technically able to be any
terrifying.
Lesbian. Any lesbian possible. Like,
that's also quite a lesbian power of creation thing as well.
Chameleon contains within themselves the spirit and expression of every type of lesbian available.
And possibly the glossary.
So in a way, Chameleon is the most lesbian companion. I just don't know whether she's going to beat out anyone else. But let's go with Chameleon into the next round. And then we need to move over to the other
Partly
side.
Partly because I think it's really funny.
It is really funny is the thing. It is really funny. Right, other side of the bracket.
What if Chameleon wins?
Then we will be the most valid podcast. Right.
Next, we have Ian Chesterton and Perry Brown.
A toughie.
That's a toughie. Really hard.
We have a he-him lesbian versus a she-they lesbian.
my head is saying Ian, but my heart's saying Perry.
Yeah, this is the thing, right? You don't want to prioritize a, let's be real, a male character over a woman. However,
we have just prioritized a robot over a woman.
Yes, we have just prioritized a robot over a woman. However, I do think that Ian's characterization ends up being more interesting than Perry's, and he does show canonical interest in a woman, so
and Perry occasionally gets to be a botanist.
Perry gets to be a botanist, and she does occasionally interact with women. She interacts with Servalan, I can't remember, Chesney in The Two Doctors, and the Rani. Actually, Perry and the Rani did have a little bit of lesbianism.
A little bit of tension going on there.
That makes also, it tougher because there's evil.
Is Six the most lesbian Doctor? Or is Six just the Doctor I, a non-binary lesbian, relate to most?
I think it's Six or Three, for me, is the most lesbian Doctor.
Yeah.
Because Three very much has a U-Haul lesbian vibe, I think.
we're not including 13.
No, this is for the classic doctors, obviously. Yeah, okay. Of all of the doctors, 13 is lesbianist. Speaking of, I
due to being
went
a lesbian,
charity shopping
yeah.
today and I bought from the charity shop the Doctor 13 cushion from the Mr. Ooh. Man and Little Miss Doctor Who series.
This is cute.
That rumble of the plastic. It doesn't feel very nice, but as Mum pointed out, I should have it for the podcast. It is cute. I bought many things. I bought an ugly blanket that I love. I got a cardigan that my mum bought me that has sort of lesbian colours on it. It's all good. But yeah, Ian, I just think, has vibes. I think he has vibes.
I think we're going to end up with Ian winning because I know how much you love him. Therefore, I don't think
I
can hold a candle to that.
Yeah, but the thing is like, I can love a character that's not a lesbian. Like, I can understand. I think that Ian's vibes of silent devotion are quite lesbian.
That's
right, because
lesbian.
He's stuck in the 1963 children's science fiction television program, and as a result, he can never express verbally his feelings for Barbara, which means that it's sort of a secret love situation, like Doris Day's song from Calamity Jane. Perry, however, I can see her being a lesbian. The thing is that I don't think that she does a lot of gay shit in the TV show.
That's true.
Like, she lives in a
her aesthetic is what a gay man thinks, what straight men want.
Yeah. She lives in a culture in which, like, she's not showing interest in men, but she's also not showing interest in women. And I kind of like Arrow Ace Perry, perhaps.
I like this. Yeah. She just wants to be around. Her holiday and she wants her plants.
Is it Caves of Androzani where they're sort of hinting at Perry and Five being a romantic thing? Or am I making that up?
I think you're making that. It's been so. We've got Androzani very soon on our watch list. So
I think that might be the fandom actually influencing it. But
Androzani is fucking brilliant.
This is a tough matchup, but I do want to go with Ian for the restrained longing element of it. I think that's
you've convinced me. I am convinced.
Thank you. Also, we did lose Susan earlier, so we have to have a First Doctor redemption arc for a second here. Right, next on, we have a extremely difficult matchup, Sarah Jane Smith and Liz Shaw. Oh my
god.
What the fuck? At 19 and 14. Oh my god. This is hard.
So, firstly, both lesbian icons.
Yes. Sarah Jane Smith, single mother.
Remains a lesbian icon for the rest of her canonical life.
Yes. Fantastic character. We love Sarah Jane Smith.
We adore Sarah
when she gets
Smith.
Married in the show, it turns out to be an evil alien or something. Like, they know she's not meant to be with a man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just look at her stubbornness, her determination, the way that she voices herself gay.
Yes. And purely within the classic series, the relationship between her and the Doctor is very platonic. I feel like the new series really misstepped when making it have, like, romantic vibes.
Yeah, but the new series did want everybody to fuck David Tennant.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the sort of pitfalls of the new series is that they refuse to conceptualise companion relationships in a way that I like. They're getting there.
When we run the show,
Bill Potts one is perfect, obviously. The
Bill Potts is good.
One is perfect. The problem is that Nardole is also there. And you're like, why is this man here? Why is this little rat here? I hate him.
Less about him, more about Liz Shaw.
More about Liz Shaw. She is within the probe... short films canonically a lesbian. However, those do not count towards the classic companion matchups. However, she is a strong she's strong, she's educated, she's a doctor. She shows, obviously this is again the 70s thing, they can't really show romantic interest between the characters because it's the 70s and it's a children's show. Mm-hmm. She has very strong platonic relationship with the Brigadier and the Doctor, both of whom are queer.
I'm
so
married.
It's a queer culture. Yes, they are. They're within the unit queer culture, you know. So you end up having the sort of the commune vibes. I can definitely see her as having had a very long-term girlfriend at university who got sick of her spending all her time studying instead of making out with her.
And that was a very formative memory for her, yep.
Yes. I also think that Sarah Jane, while I do think she's a lesbian, I don't know if I feel the vibes as strongly from her introduction. Actually, in The Time Warrior, I think it's there, but then it sort of fades a bit as they stop
making fun
of her. Oh,
her first season is very inconsistent. Yeah.
Yeah, because they sort of start out with making fun of her for being a feminist. And obviously the feminism is a very, like the quote-unquote man-hitting lesbian stereotype was probably around in the 70s.
Definitely.
And they're trying to avoid it, but still the way that she's costumed and the way that her hair is cut and the way she moves around is quite dykey. And then it sort of fades over time, whereas Liz, I feel it remains quite a lot. And then there's evil Liz from the Nazi universe, the Mirrorverse.
I love Doctor Who.
I love Doctor Who so much.
The thing is, it's established that everyone in the Mirror Universe is queer, regardless of whether in the original universe the character's queer or not.
Yeah, but that also, like, refracting on itself means that any character in the Mirrorverse that is queer in the Mirrorverse must also be queer in the Mainverse, because, like Culber and Stamets from Discovery are also gay in the Mirror Universe, and it's like, well, clearly it's not all mirrored then, is it? So Spock and Kirk's insane chemistry must remain through all multiverses. We made it half an hour without talking about Star Trek.
That's the longest we've gone in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I would put Liz Ford on this one, but I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I think I'm happy with Liz.
Like, she's on the show for much less time, but she has a much stronger and more cohesive,
she's a much more consistent character. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, and we do love Liz. I look forward to having her on the show again at some point. Yeah.
This is gonna be fun.
Yep.
At number 11 we've got Jamie McCrimmon, and yep. At number 22 we have got the robot dog K9.
Yes, now dogs can be gay, however I don't know whether dogs can participate in a gay or lesbian culture. like they can,
what
have
about robot dogs?
Activity.
Are you classifying a robot dog in the same classification as a dog?
I think that K9 is clearly intended to have some canine attributes in his personality, right? It's like master.
Loyalty.
Homosexuality? Question mark. He's like the dog from Legally Blonde, where she realizes that her dog is gay and then campaigns for gay marriage. I haven't seen Legally Blonde 2.
It's weird.
I'm sure that it is.
It's not as good as the first one.
It must be acknowledged that Jamie will be moving forward here, because it's Jamie goddamn McCrimmon. He gives off every vibe ever.
Yes, I love him.
But we must not ignore the fact that K9 could be a lesbian dog if he wanted.
I think where he lives is that he doesn't want... He doesn't really want to be a straight dog either.
No, he just wants to be a dog. He's just a guy, you know? He's just some guy, you know?
just some dude.
Yeah, we do love K9 though. Every time he shows up, we are delighted, even if Tom Baker wants to kill himself.
Tom Baker shouldn't have stayed on the show for 8 years if he didn't like the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Frankly, they should have kicked him off before they kicked off the dog. Right, so Jamie's moving on, and we can talk more about how lesbian Jamie McCrimmon is when we're into the next round, because otherwise this episode is going to be 2 hours long, and we're already limiting our audience with the subject matter. Right, now we have Tegan Javanka versus Katarina, who's in the show for about 4 half an hour episodes.
Tegan
is canonically married to a woman.
I have never interacted with Katarina.
You know my thoughts
on Tegan.
I do. I quite liked the... I listened to the sample of Daughters of the Gods, the Big Finish audio with Katarina, and I thought it was very good, but I didn't think that Katarina had lesbian vibes. Now, she does sacrifice herself to save her friends, which is a queer... All the Bury Your Gays ends up with them sacrificing themselves to save their friends.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's inarguable that Tegan gives off more lesbian
Tegan
vibes.
Is incredibly lesbian.
Is Tegan God. The butch air hostess? The Futch air hostess, pardon me. Like, if she was a character today, they would be like, we can't have a character like this. She's too lesbian. But no, they just decided to make Tegan.
I love her.
So Tegan's going forward.
All right.
We're nearing the end. We've got 4 more matchups in round 1.
And I don't think we're being too painful about them. We've got Sarah Kingdom versus Nyssa of Traken.
Sarah Kingdom has incredible lesbian vibes. But again, Nyssa of Traken is a lesbian.
I'm not massively familiar with Sarah Kingdom.
I'm not hugely familiar. I've watched some of her stuff from Dalek Master Plan, and she's Jean Marsh, and we love Jean Marsh on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Morgaine from Battlefield. She's perfect.
But Nyssa of Traken.
Yeah, exactly. She's like Sarah Kingdom is like a no-nonsense, like intelligence agent or whatever. So she's given this sort of cold, emotionless demeanor, which to us reads, that's a lesbian. But...
But like, as you might have established to us, anything can read that's a lesbian.
Yeah. Now, you might criticise this episode and go, hey, aren't you just saying that all of these are lesbians? Yeah, they're all lesbians.
Yes.
We know they're all lesbians, except Atric. The contest is which is the most lesbian, which is a different question. Like, and it's not to say whether they're more or less valid. It's just who gives off the most vibes.
And in this case, it's Nyssa.
Mm. Here we have Nyssa of Traken. She loves women. She loves wearing silly little outfits.
She and I are very, very similar.
Exactly. Now we have Romana 1 versus Ben Jackson. That's seed 23 versus seed 10. controversially, I'm going to go with Ben Jackson on this one, but we can talk about both.
Oh,
we can talk about
okay.
both.
Okay.
Mostly because Polly didn't go through and I felt bad. But...
And we have put Romana 2 through, so there is a Romana, and they are the same person.
Yes, let's talk about both. So I split them up because they have different presentations as characters. I think Romana 1 reads very much, she does read as a haughty lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the aesthetic is very good.
She's also very Step on Me, but in a very different way to Romana 2.
Yeah, that's true. I do, however, think that Ben Jackson is very much a U-Haul lesbianing his way through space. He is a butch Navy guy. Like, in the leagues of gay men, he's kind of a twink. But in the leagues of, like, presentation and demeanor, I would say he's more of a butch lesbian. Because, you know, one is based on body type and one is based on presentation.
And let's be honest, he doesn't have a shot against... Neither of these have a shot against Nyssa, so
no,
it doesn't really
don't.
Matter who we put through.
But Romana 1, I find very interesting, and I really love Mary Tam's portrayal of the character. In The Stones of Blood, she is the third most lesbian character.
That's just because The Stones of Blood is inherently a lesbian story.
It is
from...
very lesbian. She
you
wears
unpeel
that
the onion and everything
cap.
Is lesbian.
She wears the flat cap in that serial, I believe, but...
Oh, she does.
I think...
if we haven't recorded for a little while, I got engaged where they filmed The Stones of Blood.
Yes!
I got engaged, fellas. It's good. Good,
hell
actually.
Yeah. Your fiancé and you. You still haven't made
loving
her watch
it.
Any Classic Who with you, I believe. You really need to get
I
on
haven't, no. She's missing out. We need to get her on the podcast at some point.
We absolutely do, mate. We can introduce
do.
Her to Classic Who with something hideous.
Well, I've suggested a unit story because she does quite like military fiction.
Okay.
So I think some of the unit vibes might be quite fun.
That or Warriors of the Deep just for fun. Just a mess with your fiancé. We can multiply our lesbian concentration on the podcast by like 1.5 times. But yeah, so...
Powerful.
Romana 1 has impeccable lesbian vibes, but I think that Ben's storyline is a more lesbian storyline to run off with a girl that he's known for an evening and then end up travelling around the world together. But or the universe rather than the world. But you know, like it's very...
You have me convinced, yeah.
Thank you.
Let's go, Ben.
Like, if we're going aesthetics versus storyline, Nyssa has both, and then Romana and Ben have sort of opposites. Right, we're on to our last two matchups. These are tough.
They are. We've got the Brigadier and Joe Grant. How the fuck could we choose?
It's tough. Now, see, I don't think that the Brigadier has that many lesbian vibes. I think that the Brigadier has very bisexual vibes. And I think that I could be argued into him being a he-him. Like Woolworth situation.
Mm-hmm.
But he being in the military feel like for him seems like it's a very masculine pursuit, right?
I think that nobody with that mustache isn't.
Oh, he's not straight. Obviously, he's not straight.
No, I'm just trying to figure out how to word this. It's a bisexual mustache, is what I'm trying to say.
It is a bisexual mustache. So I'm not sure whether he counts for the lesbianist companion. We are going with a... We didn't define what we mean by lesbianism, but we do occasionally distinguish between lesbian and bisexual in this case where we're like, the Brigadier...
It's very individual. We're vibes-based
yeah.
here.
Yeah, it's very vibes-based. Joe Grant, lesbian.
Yes. No question. Have you seen her?
Have you seen her? I am obsessed with her. She is beautiful. She is amazing. She just... I can't get over it. I'm thinking about her in The Curse of Peladon again in her little princess outfit.
Oh, I love her.
She's gorgeous. This is one of those cases where it's sort of the aesthetic... That, like, both of them, it's kind of an aesthetic or, like, characterization-based thing rather than a storyline of them doing things that feel lesbian to me. Although the Brigadier immediately having the Doctor put up in his... Like, essentially starting to sugar him... after he has regenerated. U-Haul vibes. But...
However, Joe Grant.
I think Joe might win this one for me, but it's close.
Yeah. I think
this
it actually just goes to show how queer
that
era of Doctor
Who is.
Everyone
who listens to it. Yeah.
We're
yeah.
not going to lose our entire audience from this. It's fine.
It's fine. People just... If you don't like, don't listen. That's all I'm saying. Last matchup we have Mel Bush at 31 and Barbara Wright at number 2.
This is hard.
It is hard. Mel has lesbian vibes. We know this from Delta and the
Mel
Mountain.
Deserved better as well.
Mel really did deserve better. Mel is gorgeous, and she has such deep emotional connections with the women that she meets in the serials. Mm-hmm. Despite everything else that's going on, Bonnie Langford is valiantly attempting to put some, like, Bechdel test passes into these things.
And occasionally, yeah, nearly gets there.
Nearly gets there.
Also, have you seen her hair?
I have seen her hair, and it is gorgeous. And then Barbara, oddly enough to me, Barbara doesn't give out, like, lesbian vibes. I think it's because Ian is so overpoweringly, like vibing in a lesbian way. I think that Barbara, to me, is more of a bisexual icon.
Are you telling me that Ian is enough of a lesbian for both of them?
I don't know. I think they could both be lesbians. It's just that I feel like Barbara has... I mean, to be fair, Ian also has canonical flirtations with men, because that's yes. how 60s Who works. But I think that the if we're talking about the vibes or the culture or whatever, I think that Ian is putting the bi in lesbian, whereas Barbara mm-hmm. is bi to me. However, her dress sense is very sharp, and I love her hair. It just doesn't have as much of a queer vibe to me as imagining Ian as someone running around is a butch dyke in suits, or as a trans mask Ian in the suits. I'm like, this is giving me something. Whereas Mel, lesbian. I just see it.
Cool. Let's do it.
Yes.
All right, we've done our first round.
Our first round is complete. We move on to round two, the quarter final. Oh, no. I don't know what this is.
Quarter,
that was the qualifier.
Yes, quarter.
I don't know. Anyway.
You have the quarter, then the semi, then the final.
Yeah, but we've got three more rounds.
Have we? I am really bad at maths.
I don't know. Anyway, this is proof that we're both not sports lesbians anymore. So yeah, we have playoff round two. Ace versus Benton. It's Ace.
It's Ace.
We can have some slightly more rapid-fire decisions for some of these, but it's Ace. Ace is going to end up in the final, and Ace is probably going to win, but that's not the point. We're exploring the space.
However, next. There's not much more space to explore with Benton.
Yes. Next, we have Romana 2 versus Dodo.
Ooh. Ooh.
I think I'm going to go with Romana 2 because she has more time to be a character.
I think I would agree with you. Also, she feels more lesbian to me.
Yes.
Maybe it's because I relate to her more as a character, therefore.
I think it's also because Dodo, to me, even though I know it's probably just, it's short for Dorothea or whatever, Dodo feels like a chosen or adopted name for a lesbian. I think that's what's been tripping me up a bit. However, Romana is still the lesbian-er of the two.
Brilliant. Cool. That was easy.
Now we have Turlo versus Leela. This is a death match between the two of them.
Leela would just, like...
eviscerate.
Sweep up Turlo's blood.
Yeah. Turlo does not stand a chance.
He is a horrible little trash man.
He is. And for all that we talked about the things about him that make him lesbian, the fact that he makes awful decisions and is, like, enslaved to the Guardians or whatever, means that he's less of a powerful lesbian than Leela, who, in my heart, her tribe is just, like, a polyamorous, like the biggest polycule in the world. And she's just like, yeah, whatever, you know.
The dynamic we have here is that Leela takes no shit and Turlo is full of shit.
Yeah, and therefore Leela has murdered him and taken his place in the next round.
Rightfully so.
Yes. But, you know, if you want our defense of Turlo as a lesbian, you've already heard it 15 minutes ago. Right. Zoe versus Chameleon.
I think it would be really funny if Chameleon won.
It would be really funny, but Zoe does actually have, like, an episode, like a serial, where she has, like, a female counterpoint, like a foil, and they do go and dress up together, and then Isabel spends time taking pictures of Zoe doing fun romantic poses.
But Chameleon was so horrifying that they had to entirely remove the fucked up robot from the show.
Well, actually,
that's not a very lesbian thing. It's just
actually
very funny.
The reason they removed the robot is because the guy that knew how to control him died, and no one else knew how to control Chameleon.
Didn't know that. I just heard that Chameleon kept breaking.
Yeah, like, he was a very weird and strange robot, and Jonathan Turner shouldn't have spent money on him. I think it would be really funny if Chameleon went to the next round. It would be more accurate if Zoe went to the next round, but also this is a podcast, and anyone is welcome to take this format for the podcast and do their own ranking. So I guess Chameleon is going to round three.
Fuck yeah.
I love podcasting. Right, next round.
It matters so much. Everything we're doing right now, right here, is so important.
Yes. Ian versus Liz. Snap judgment.
Liz.
Liz. Thank you for your service, Ian. But
I am amazed you didn't
fight. I wrote
Ian
anyway, because I was saying Ian at the same time.
I'm amazed you didn't fight me.
No, I think that...
But have you not seen Liz? Like,
when
powerful lesbians in STEM.
Yeah, exactly. Like, to be fair, they're both powerful lesbians in STEM.
But Liz is a more powerful lesbian in STEM.
But Liz is a more powerful lesbian in STEM. Jamie versus Tegan. Now this one, we can finally talk about Jamie McCrimmon's lesbian vibes, because we didn't actually before.
Because we didn't really need to,
because we didn't need to K-9. Because he was versus K-9. Right, Jamie McCrimmon.
Firstly, look at him. Look at this little Scottish man.
Look at him in his little haircut and his little kilt and his jumpers.
He definitely contains gender.
He definitely contains gender. It's like, it's this
but which gender?
Concentrated, fascinating thing. This is the thing. Gender and sexuality can be linked, but they're not always. And I think that Jamie might be a he-him lesbian. Or a he-him bisexual, whichever. But I think that for the purposes of this bracket, we need to consider...
I think we're
going to
say that Jamie's a he-him lesbian.
Yes. And also that Two is a non-binary icon, obviously.
You just have to look at Two for 5 seconds to know that.
Yeah, exactly. Jamie is fantastic. We love him. He's a little bit dim, but only because he didn't get educated the same way we all did, and he's very quick on the uptake, and he learns things. But he's also very stuck in his ways and stubborn, and we love him. And he has a knife.
And he's so fucking loyal.
He's so loyal. I love him so much.
He's so good.
God, I want to watch a Jamie serial. I miss him.
Shall we just, like, insert... we can do whatever the fuck we want with this show.
Yeah.
We can watch Jamie serial next.
Yeah, I think maybe we should, because, oh my God,
I might have
him.
To.
But when it comes down to it, is he more of a lesbian than Tegan Jovanka? And I don't think he is.
I don't think he is. I don't think anyone's more of a lesbian than Tegan Jovanka.
We'll have to find out later on in our in our arguments. Thank you for your service, Jamie. We appreciate you very much. Tegan is more of a lesbian than you are. And he'll be like, oh, why?
I could learn a thing or two from her.
Craig Antier.
I would like to explain to Jamie what an aeroplane is.
Please do.
All right. Again, the next one. We've got Nyssa versus Ben.
Yes. Now, I argued strongly for Ben Jackson as a lesbian. However, Nyssa.
Have you seen her?
Have you seen her?
That's what I led with the last round.
Now, this is like a butch versus femme pair, like matchup. However, it must be noted that
Nyssa is the platonic ideal of lesbianism.
This time, there is a unison of aesthetic and storyline lesbianism that I really admire for both characters. But I think that Nyssa's is more compelling because they have like the reunion between her and Tegan after Tegan has left temporarily, and it's really cute, and they care about each. God, they care about each other so much. Anyway, so I think that Nyssa wins this matchup. However, again, Ben, thank you for your service. We love you very much. Nyssa of Trocken. Oh no, is it going to be? Is it going to be Tegan versus Nyssa? Tegan versus.
We can't do that.
I think it might end up being...
This is what happens when you don't control the brackets.
Yeah, but it would end up being something like that. Right, next one we have Joe Grant versus Mel Bush. This is actually hard.
Because they're both quite similar lesbians from different eras.
Indeed. I think there would be a good pairing. I think we should write that as a crack ship.
I want their detective agency. My heart is saying Joe.
My heart is saying Joe, but my head is saying Mel, because Mel spends more time with women in the show.
I think Jo would spend more time with women if she wasn't stuck at UNIT.
Yeah. Jo spends a lot of time with
And she does align herself with the queerer UNIT characters.
She does. And she is a counterculture hero.
Mm-hmm.
And she wears those outfits. Let's go with Jo, because we love Jo the most, Yostest. She is a lesbian. Right.
Sorry,
and Cliff
Mel.
Is a lesbian too. Right. Now we go back. We're on to round three, baby. I've just noticed that I've been capitalising on one side and not on the other. Fuck.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Starting off with Ace McShane versus Romana 2.
No.
This is hard. Like, I mean, Ace is going to win, but it's
Ace
narrow.
It is narrow. Romana 2 has such an aesthetic lesbianism to her. But I'm really attached.
Never not perfect.
I'm really attached to these three strands of classic Who lesbianism. Now you have the aesthetic lesbianism, the storyline lesbianism, and the characterization lesbianism, which is intersecting with both of the other ones. Romana very much looks like a lesbian, but does she act like
a lesbian? Doesn't really act like a lesbian.
The answer is sometimes, but not always.
Not in the canon of the show.
I think it's because she's a Time Lord in the era when the Time Lords were much more Arrow presentation. I say Time Lords besides the Doctor, who is Ace but not Arrow. Whereas I think that a lot of Time Lords in the classic era are more Arrow Ace.
Proof of this, the existence of looms.
And you know, there are Arrow lesbians and Ace lesbians. I just don't think that Romana is either of those things in my heart.
Meanwhile,
Ace is... Oh my god.
Obviously a lesbian.
Turbo Dyke, Ace McShane.
I would like that on a t-shirt, please.
You can make it. It'll go on our Redbubble. We still need to say to people that we've made a Redbubble after like a year. Okay, next matchup.
We have
Leader of the 17 versus Chameleon.
Okay, now hear me out.
If you're about to say Chameleon goes to bed.
Hear me out. It would be really funny if Chameleon won.
Be really funny, but would it be legitimate artistic debate?
No, not against Leela. Again, okay. If Leela is out on a blood rampage, Chameleon has no chance.
Now we're thinking you've got excuse me. Let's think about character storyline stuff. Leela loves women. She thinks women are great. She supports women. She has a great time with Rodan, the Time Lady, on Gallifrey.
Yes.
Before she ends up getting with. I was about to say Narvin. Andred. Narvin's the other one. And I
Thank
do think
you.
That Andred...
I just brought a cup of tea, that's what that was.
Cute. Hi, Jess!
Rosie says hi. You can speak. She's not speaking.
Fair enough.
The silent guest on our podcast.
The silent guest on our podcast. What does Jess think about Leela versus Chameleon?
I will ask her. Jessie? Where is she? I've got a question for what do you think in a lesbian off who would win, Leela or Chameleon? Leela. Okay, cool. Leela.
I think Jess might have been the tiebreak there.
I think she was.
Thank you very much to Jess for coming in
Thank
at
you.
The last minute. It would be, I acknowledge you, it would be very funny if Chameleon
it
won.
Really
however, I think
Chameleon
this is
won,
far
however.
As Chameleon goes. Chameleon gets to round three and then gets beaten by Leela, who stabs him in the chest. Leela is the only one treating this as an actual fight. Everyone else is like, oh, this is nice. You know, I'm moving forward in the lesbian rankings. Leela's there with
Leela
knives
is just
killing
aggressively.
People.
Yeah.
Right. On the other side, our next matchup, Aim.
We have Liz Shaw versus Tegan Javanka.
Fuck. Two of the lesbianest of the classic companions.
Genuinely. I mean... Tegan is the more canonically lesbian.
Yes.
But Liz's vibes are impeccable.
Liz's vibes are impeccable. The question is, do you take a short run of cohesive lesbianism over a longer run of less cohesive lesbianism? Because I do think, and I forgot to mention this, I think that you could talk about the Mara as like an unpleasant influence over Tegan's subconscious and how like the conflict that she feels is partly like about her sexuality, because they're always talking about how the Mara like preys on whatever, and also evil Tegan
whatever,
was very gay. It's like Dark Willow and Buffy question mark. I haven't seen the Dark Willow stuff.
Oh.
She's gay, right? And that makes Willow realize that she's gay too.
Not quite.
Something like that.
A little bit.
I've
no, the link
seen
is less direct.
Okay. But I think that there's something there in Tegan's, like, the attempts at actual character arcs that they have for her. Whereas Liz doesn't really get a character arc, she's only in it for four serials. But while she's there, she gives off impeccable, haughty lesbian vibes. So.
She does. I've just had a, just as headed back to work, I've just had a text from her saying, I have no idea that who either of those characters are, so I'm just sending her pictures.
Anyway, I think Tegan does win it, but like Liz is a very, very respectable opponent in this case.
I agree with you. I think Tegan it would be wrong to not let Tegan win it.
Indeed. Alright. Tegan, Javanka. The uppercase versus the lowercase side. Our last matchup of the third round, we have Nyssa versus Joe. Oh god. It's Nyssa. The problem is that then we end up with our fourth round. Oh god. Oh no. Oh man.
This might break my little gay heart.
It might indeed. Right, so we're on to round four. This is the semi-finals.
Oh,
we have
yes.
two last matchups. We have Ace McShane versus Lila of the Sever Team. We have Tegan Jovanka versus Nyssa of Tarakan. Now, Ace and Lila...
I think we have correctly gotten the dykiest characters.
We've
out.
Got the four most lesbian classic
we
companions.
We really are. We've done well here.
If you were asked to name off the top of your... We should put that at the beginning. Name the four lesbianist companions.
It would besides be Bill.
yeah, so Ace versus Lila. Number one, I want them to kiss. Number two...
They would both be taking this as a fight to the death.
They would both be taking this as a fight to the death. Now, Ace. We know that canonically Ace has intentional lesbian subtext, which makes her mm-hmm. canonically lesbianer. But the question is it... This is a joke, by the way. Is it queerer to be canonically lesbian or lesbian in the eyes of lesbians?
The thing is, both of them are lesbian in the eyes of lesbians.
Both of them are lesbian in the eyes of lesbians. But one of them has intentional lesbian subtext and one of them has unintentional lesbian subtext. Which is queerer?
Yes.
Yes, yes. This is the thing. People will argue till the cows come home, till they're blue in the face about what makes something queer subtext. And the answer is that if a lesbian thinks it's gay, then it is.
Yeah, because
that's
lesbians...
That's not reductive.
And lesbians that's a only lesbian. Run when they're being trans exclusive.
Not lesbians as a category, just a lesbian. That's what I think. And you are right, this is a very trans inclusive lesbian definition.
Yes, as you can probably tell.
In fact, I think
I was about to say lesbians are never wrong, but I remembered that like there are lesbian types.
Oh, there are lesbians. There are lesbians that are wrong. But we, like, us lesbians, that let's say us two lesbians are never wrong about anything, ever. Never been
true.
Wrong about anything.
Ever. Never made a mistake.
I know this and I love you. Yes, of the two, I think that Ace is lesbianer, but Lila is very sexy. Lila is sexier.
Lila is
Ace
sexier.
Is more lesbian.
Lila's definitely sexier.
Yeah, but being more but lesbian also more... makes Ace sexier, so it's kind of like it helps.
Ace has more interactions, like one-on-one interactions with women.
Yes, and they are intent.
Ace
are...
has more girlfriends.
Yes, she does, and they are all good. So Ace goes forward. Ace.
And gets a capitalized name for the final.
I know, it's very exciting, but you're going to really love what I'm going to do with the other lot. Right, so we've got Tegan versus Nyssa. This is awful.
I've got an idea.
The answer is Tegan, but what is your idea?
They both go through.
Yeah, but then it's two versus one and it's not fair.
It's not fair on Ace. Then again, Ace is very powerful.
Ace is very powerful, but is she powerful enough to have the lesbianism of two people within her? This is the question. Anyway, I think it's Tegan. This is not a
let's not think
feminine.
Too hard about that.
This is... it's not a butch versus femme dichotomy. It's the which of these two characters is more thematically gay to me, and the answer is Tegan. She's running away from things all the time, right?
Yep.
Like, she's running away from Australia by becoming an air hostess, and then she wants to run away from yep. her adventures in space because she wants to go back to what she knows, but then it turns out that she's changed too much and she doesn't like what she knew anymore, so she has to go and discover herself. And what she discovers about herself is that she wants to be with Nyssa. Lesbianism.
And this is incredibly lesbian. That's
yes.
That is just, like...
Whereas Nyssa
genuinely,
stays...
the amount of, like, parallels with my own journey into lesbianism there.
Yeah, especially when you ended up going on adventures in time and space.
I mean, that's when you really learn how gay you are.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that Nyssa, while she is obviously, like, she has impeccable lesbian vibes, she doesn't have as much of a, like, a journey the way that Tegan does, where she's sort of growing
I think
up
Nyssa was the sort
person.
Of person who never had any conflict about her sexuality.
Well, yeah, she's an alien.
She knew she was a lesbian since she was five. Yeah.
She knew she was a lesbian since she was five. Her aunts are lesbians. Like, everyone's gay on Tarakan.
She doesn't quite understand homophobia. Mm-mm. Lesbianism it's just been a thing rather than a
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, for real. And as a result, it is Tegan Jovanka moving on to the final round.
Tegan's name is now not capitalized.
Tegan's name is now not capitalized.
This is a visual gag that only
round!
I can see.
All yes.
right, final round.
Final We've round.
Rushed through this. Good job, team.
Yeah, it's so that we can chill out. Okay. Ace versus Tegan. This is awful. We should just stop here and make everyone else decide.
1 second. I'm just going to put a poll. Genuinely just going to
put a
poll
up
on Twitter.
I was just thinking I should put a poll up on Twitter.
Okay, let me pop a poll on Twitter and give it like 5 minutes.
Is it on the podcast Twitter or is it on your Twitter?
It's going to be on the podcast Twitter.
Okay, but we both need to retweet it.
We do.
And we're not allowed to vote in it.
Oh no.
quick question. Who is the most lesbian classic companion? Have we got any votes? This is very important.
I can't tell because I'm not voting.
No, I know. But if we go on the Polarity Pod Twitter, it should come up. We have zero votes so far. Come on, guys.
Yeah, how should we see... get no votes? Got a vote. It's got a vote!
It's got a vote!
It wasn't you, was it?
No,
it wasn't you, was it?
No, I haven't voted. I wouldn't skew the results like this. How dare you?
One second.
It doesn't have... does Gallifrey 1
have
see.
A Twitter? And would they retweet this within 3 seconds?
Oh, Ace has a vote. Okay. We're just waiting. We're just waiting. Three
we're
votes.
Just waiting. It sounds like somebody is coming in and out of the house downstairs.
Every single vote is for Ace.
All three of them.
And yet.
There's a minute left. Everything could change.
0 minutes left.
I'm really surprised that nobody's voted for Tegan.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think it's like the selection bias, maybe. But like, we've thought about it and we know that there is...
we have spent an hour thinking about it.
We've spent so much time thinking about it. 31 views and yet not 31 votes. Disgusting.
Oh, one person has voted for Tegan.
Yay!
It's no longer unanimous. Thank you, strangers. Okay, it's closed.
Excellent. What a... it says minus one things up. Okay, with 4 votes, Ace has won the popular poll.
Do we agree? Are we going to go with the will of the masses of all 4 of them?
It's so hard to say. They're both really lesbian.
They're both very lesbian in very different ways.
Yes, they're both strong lesbian icons. I think... for her influence on my life, I would pick Ace, but...
I think Ace has had a bigger impact on the lesbian population at large than Tegan.
Indeed.
So, like, popularly, and a bigger cultural impact.
Yeah.
Are we, as expected, crowning Ace the most lesbian companion?
I think we probably are. Just give me a second. There isn't a space to put the winner.
Yes.
So,
dear listeners, Rosie has written Ace's name with about 12 exclamation points in what franchise font is that?
It's Chiller.
I don't know things. And
unfortunately,
put Tegan's name in the same font.
I do. Tegan is a very close second in this, our lesbian bracket of companions. The winner, deservedly, is Dorothy Ace McShane. Woo!
Congratulations to all of our lesbians today.
I'm trying to do a wolf whistle. Hurrah! Congratulations to all of our very worthy lesbian contenders. If you have any disagreements with anything specific that we said, please let us know.
If you have any disagreements with anything broad that we said, we don't want to hear it.
Yeah, like, if you disagree with the premise that these companions are lesbians, you're simply incorrect. Did I tell you? Hang on, I'll talk to this. Thank you very much for listening to Reversing Polarity, a Doctor Who fancast. You can find us on Twitter at PolarityPod or on Tumblr at PolarityPod.tumblr.com. Email us at reversing.polaritypod@gmail.com. And please rate and review us on iTunes or Spotify or anything else that will let you rate podcasts. I don't know what will do that. And I look very much forward to talking to you next time we manage to get our microphones out. Bye!
Bye.
Every woman is a lesbian at heart. Every woman is a lesbian at heart.
You can't possibly say that every woman is a lesbian.
Why not?
Because they're not. Esther Anson isn't a lesbian. My mum's not a lesbian.
How do you know?
How do I know my mum's not a lesbian?
What he's trying to say is you can't make grand, sweeping generalisations. It's not acceptable.
Every woman is a lesbian at heart. Every woman is a lesbian at heart. Every woman is a lesbian at heart.